Hello, race fans. Welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Monday, March 11th. It is PDGA Growth Day. Have you smiled at someone today? When you do, let them know you're smiling because Disc Golf Daily got you all caught up with disc golf growth and news in just 10 minutes. Seriously, though, thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends. I love watching the metrics go up. And now let's get to it. Our number one news story of the day, the Waco Annual Charity Open by Prodigy is in the books. Kristen Tatar wins Waco for the second year in a row. This is her 13th career Pro Tour victory. Kristen led the field in birdies, strokes gained tee to green, and averaged over 1,007 as her event rating. It is her 19th elite or major victory. Stay tuned to see if she will be the first FPO player to reach the 1,000 rating. New ratings come out Tuesday or Wednesday. In her words, "It felt weird to be competitive again after almost a 5-month break, and now I have to prove to myself that I still got it." When asked what she was going to do to try to improve her game, she laughed and replied, "There's nothing to fix if nothing is broken, so I'm just going to keep doing what I do." Well, Kristen, from this fan, thank you very much for doing what you do. On the men's side, Gannon Burr, Nicklas Anttila, and Luke Humphreys put on a spectacular show. Three fan favorites each had opportunities in the final holes. Lake Waco proved it can handle the pressure. That's a darn good course. In the end, Nicklas would bogey hole 17, Luke would bogey hole 18, and Gannon would go birdie-birdie to secure the one-stroke victory. As Gannon said in his post-round interview, "That's always how it goes down. You always want it to be easy, but it always is always sicker to win it like that. After a rough middle stretch, I knew I had to finish strong, going 4 out of 5 to finish out. That was a really crazy turn of events." When asked about his drive on hole 17, "I thought my drive on 17 was out of bounds, but got the green flag. I told my caddy I was winning this thing. It's not going to matter." Regarding Luke Humphreys on the final card with him, "You've got to have someone pushing you. Luke is going to have a very good year. I'm excited to see what he does this year." This marks Gannon Burr's 5th Elite Series or major win of his career. Since winning the 2022 USDGC, no MPO player has as many elite or major wins as Gannon Burr. Our next story. In A-tier action this weekend, Sarah Cunningham and Ryan Mon win the Seneca Spring Fling in Seneca, Arizona, and Joe Revere wins the Palisade Opening in Palisade, Colorado. Jumping over to thoughts and opinions, we got some feedback on our Friday commentary about the aggregate hole playoffs and our support for it. This is from Shay. "A playoff, even sudden death, in any division besides MPO can be a little awkward and cause some delay in scheduled tee times." They are right in that regard. "While I agree with your opinions on the benefits of aggregate scoring for a playoff, balancing a set of holes that represent a balance of the challenges the course presents for the players and minimizing the disruption of the flow to other players can also be a challenge. I lean towards prioritizing the crowning of a champion, allowing optimal pace of play for players that are most likely not in contention to win." They then go on to comment that Terry is indeed one of the most important people in our sport and don't even want to imagine what our sport would look like without Terry. Amen. I will say I love this feedback, and my comments were primarily geared towards Pro Tour and majors. At your local A, B, or C tier, aggregate hole playoffs may not be workable. Thanks for the clarification, Shay. And to close out the show, it is PDGA Growth Monday. In our leading indicators, we've got 3 downs and 1 up, although one of the downs isn't as bad as it used to be. PDGA approval growth, this is the number of discs and baskets approved this year compared to at this point last year, -22% growth. That is a bad number, and the story it tells is even worse. Less disc approvals, less R&D. PDGA event growth, up 15%. We've got 1,300 events in the books this year. At this point last year, we had 1,135. Good news on the event growth. However, an astute reader pointed out to me that it feels like attendance is going down at PDGA events. That is a very hard number to calculate. I did some crazy math that I haven't done in decades. Someone ought to check this. And tried to fit to curve, and I think that I came close. And having said that, it does appear that attendance at PDGA events does appear to be down about 20%. Last year, average attendance, by my calculations, was just over 58 people per event. This year, it's just over 48 people per event. When you add these two things together, the fact that we have 15% event growth and we have 20% less people at each event, it works out to about 6% less people overall playing tournaments year over year. Last year, we had about 640,000 people play in tournaments in the PDGA, and this year we're on pace for about 610,000. If anybody wants to look those numbers over with me, I would be very happy to give them another look about. Regarding member growth, the numbers are improving. The PDGA just started a membership drive. Maybe the numbers are already improving, and I would love if we could catch up sometime in the next couple of weeks to last year's growth. Members, current members, 89,294. That leads us to an estimated total number of members at the end of this year of 132,000, actually just over, which is 3.5% less than last year. However, that is the best we've been. Back in late January, we were 8 or 9% down. Now we're only 3.5% down. I'm glad we're catching up. We're going ahead of the pace relative to last year. So those are our PDGA numbers. If anybody wants to check them out, please shoot me an email. And if you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.